but, you know, what I was taught about the dark, you know, was like, you know, all of this was there. Mm-hmm. And then we were told we're supposed to be Ahe Horaje, you know, not supposed to be visiting around at night. You know, that means that, because all these things are out there, they told us, you know, that, you know. And basically, when they talk about these things as a spirit, they're not coming to do, you know, they're coming after your mind as a child. That's what they come after, is your mind. You know, they're going to alter some of your thinking or do something, you know, so you start thinking bad. And that's why the, you know, elders, when we were kids, you know, get inside before it's dark. You know, don't be playing outside, you know, and there's, and like you said, you know. And while a lot of that has, you know, come to a point where we're not doing that anymore, you know, we're not listening. Nobody's teaching any of that anymore, you know. And when you do teach, tell kids like that, you know, they say, well, it's the 21st century. Well, the Creator didn't create just something just, you know, until the 21st. He created it forever. Mm-hmm. These are things that were given us to last our lifetime. And, you know, and then they talk about, you know, like you said, you know, visiting at night. And that's why, like, in the wintertime that, you know, well, you didn't want to be out at night. It's cold out. And they used to have elders just sit around and they tell stories, that Waikun stories, you know, at night, you know. And those were just, you know, stories about different, you know, animals, different things like that. So they had a lot of good stories there, and people, and it was a fun time, you know. Somebody would be telling a story, and, you know, somebody over here might make a comment about something in the story that looks like you, you know, or that sounds like something you do or something. You know, they just throw things in there at each other, and it'd be a really good time, you know. And some of them stories were short, you know, and then some of them they could tell one night and then maybe, you know, pick it up the next night, you know, kind of review the beginning and then start, you know, finish the story. But, you know, those, and there's still some of those printed out, I think. There's some of them written down. And they all had a point to them. There was always a point to the story, you know, what was going to do. And is referring to some of these things that is written here, you know, those are those things. And, like, you know, we were as kids, we played outside, you know, and but then you had to remember these things, you know. But there's always somebody. There was always somebody going to whistle at night. Always somebody that was going to do something that, you know, you just got to push it a little bit, you know, just see what you can do. Mm-hmm. So those things, you know, and my experience as a child, like, you know, like, say, like right now, you know, one of our tribal members passed away, you know, last night, you know, or night before. And during those nights, you know, those four nights, you know, we as children, you know, as soon as it got starting to get dark out, boy, the elders would pull you inside right away. Mm-hmm. You were inside right away. You definitely didn't go outside then. And then at that time, they say, well, those spirits are fast spirits. That's what they'd say, you know. And like I said, they come after your mind. That's what they're worried about. Get them in at night. If you were going to go outside, you say if you had to go outside and go to Changri or something, they would blacken your face. You know, take ashes and blacken your face. And that would, you know, because ashes are supposed to keep those spirits away from you. So they would blacken your face and you would go. You could go outside to the bathroom or something. But you didn't go roaming around, and it wasn't an excuse to be outside playing either. It was just, you know, for you, just do that, and then you better get back in the house. Those things were done for kids. And then also at this time, they would take, like, you know, if you're going to sleep, like I said, those spirits are fast spirits. You know, they're and what they were worried about their children. And then they turn around and wherever you were going to sleep, they might just take a knife and then stick it under your pillow or something, because they're afraid of sharp objects too. So they do those kind of things to protect you as a child. You know, that's what it was all about. And like especially this time, you know, nobody listens to those things anymore. You know, they think, you know, well, geez, you know, that's just old wives' tales or something. These are some things that our elders heard and saw a long time ago, you know. And these are stories from back, you know, when, before the white man ever got here. These came from way back in the beginning. You know, they started talking about these things, and they see, like I said, they seen it and they heard about it, and they knew it was true. And to give an example of that, a couple of years ago, about two or three years ago, we were taking care of somebody in Toma. And one of my relatives was up lives up in Black River, and he was telling him, you guys all be in by dark, you know, don't you guys roaming around. Of course, they listened. They were at the C-Store. They went, you know, and lives over there by the mission, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they were over by the C-Store. And, you know, and like he told him, he says, I want you guys in by dark. And they left the C-Store. And as they left the C-Store, I went down the road by the casino and stuff. And they got past the casino and everything, and they're walking down. They could almost, like they could feel somebody behind them, and they kept looking, but they couldn't see nothing.
Hmm.
So they kept going, you know, and there was, you know, I think three of them. And they kept walking. Then they walked over towards, you know, the old highway over towards the mission, you know, and they go, and then they could really feel it. It's just like they could see something or hear something and feel something behind them, but they couldn't see it. But they knew something was there. And they kept looking. Well, they got nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just took off. And they ran back to the house. And they looked back, they kept looking back, and they couldn't see it, but they knew something was back there. And so when Roger got home, they were telling him about it. And he said, I told you guys, you know, you guys don't believe this stuff, but it was said for a reason, you know. And those girls to this day, you know, when something like that happens, they won't go outside like, you know, like they did before and go, you know, tell them to stay inside. They stay inside now, you know, they do that. And even some adults will, you know, they don't like that, you know. And my father used to always tell us that, you know, when they say, okay, you know, don't go visiting around at night. And they just mean just go roaming around. They don't mean actually visiting or something. They just mean, okay, hi, they're not talking. They're talking about don't visit the night out there. Don't be out there roaming around. And what they're talking about is, you know, there's nothing good comes at night. They said nothing good, you know, and it's kind of tough. And then like us as Ho Chunk, that's why they always talk about Hampa Chidi. You know, we're always looking for daylight, you know, because that's life. That's what we are is life. You know, that's what they're talking about is Hampa Chidi. You know, that's what we're looking for. And so the nighttime is a time to put all your things together, be at home, you know, and be. And your parents will sit and talk to you and do things with you, you know, and you're in the dwelling where you're sitting. And they had different things they could do to protect your house, you know, that they would put at, you know, they would put, you know, things. They even had some of those guys used to have, like something was really bad was going on. There were certain people that had medicine that they could make, and then they would, you know, put them above your doors and stuff, you know, so you were safe, you know, so that. Because something evil was going around, and that's why they do those things. And yeah, like I said, you know, at night, there's a lot of things about the night. You know, some of our stories come about the night are, you know, good stories. You know, and so, but it's you as an individual how you use it at night. You know, like you said, as a kid. They were there to protect you as a child, and then you're going to learn. They're going to teach you these things about these night things, and they're going to teach you as what you can do as an adult, you know, at night, and what you're allowed to do, you know. And so, like I said, you know, we're there to use the night, you know, as a teaching thing, and they talk about, you know, that one pail that you guys can't eat, that women can't eat out of and stuff. Well, that's what they talk about. Talk about a man there. Half of them the day and half of them is night. You know, that's the way he's painted. And at that half that is night, that's nothing good over there, you know. But the part that's white, you know, or hump, you know, that's the good part. That's the good things that he can bring. You know, they call him a disease giver, you know. He can do things. He has that kind of power. You know, and they talk, you know, and those were things talked about at night, you know, because they always talk about night being like the evil part of it, you know. But those were just teaching tools. It's It's all your teaching tools, and then so you get ready for the day, you know, you do things for the day. That's everything you do is go is focused on the day, you know, that's life. And we as a Ho Chunk people are, you know, as far as night goes, you know, and things like that, we are people of life. You know, that's what we were told. We were people of life. So we don't, you know, we don't teach about death. We never do. And that's what my father always told me. All that stuff that we do, like in the wakes and stuff. And that's why he used to always tell us as kids, I can't teach you this. This is one thing we don't teach. So when you're here, you have to listen to me. Listen to me, because you can't make nothing up on this, and you can't take anything where you have to use is everything that you know. And then, like they called it a Wang Nuing Woshka. You know, Wang Nuing Woshka meant just that. That's just exactly what it was, an old people's business, because they acquired that knowledge over all these years, you know, that they did these things. So that was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's the dark part of, you know, life, you know, is that thing, like, you know, the four nights of wakes and stuff like that. You know, that's when you have to really be careful. Even adults, you have to be careful. And then, like, that last night, that's why you stay awake with them that last night. Because that last night's going to be that last time they're going to be here. And in the morning, they're going to start their journey in the daylight, you know, and they're going to walk to daylight. That's where they're going. They're going home, but they're going to walk to daylight. That's what they're talking about and all that stuff that we do. And myself, I don't consider myself, you know, an old man, you know, to be doing these things. But then you look around, and most of us, that's why I try to use Hank, you know, as much as I can, you know, because he's way older than I am, you know. Well, not that much older, but he's older than I am. So you use those old men, you know, and listen to what they say, and then you can do that. And like I said, I don't consider myself with enough knowledge to do that, you know, what we do now, you know. And but like I said, we looked around and here our old men are gone now, you know, and so what do, you know? So I think with, like, this night study you're doing, a lot of these things need to be publicized again, you know, these things. Mm-hmm. Like I said, eating while laying down is because eating when you're laying down, they say you can get sick, you know, you can make yourself really sick with it, and which you can. You know, people have died from laying down and trying to eat, you know, because they choke, you know, and that's just a sign, you know. And then whistling in the dark. And then that was, like I said, there was always somebody always going to try that, always, you know. Mm-hmm. And the ones would just kids would run away from them, you know, because they knew, you know. I said, well, I don't want those guys coming around me. They just, you know, so somebody started whistling at night, a lot of kids would just run. They would just take off because they didn't want to be around. If you're going to call those spirits down here, we don't want to be here. And that was kind of common knowledge back when I was growing up. So that was, today, I don't think you said anything to any kid now, they would even know what the heck you're talking about. Did you know those rules? Mm-hmm. Yes, because you guys were brought up, you know. And then, like, playing hide and seek in the dark, you know. That was forbidden, but they did it. You know, a lot of kids when I was growing up used to do that, play hide and go seek.
My cousins tried to get me to play once, and then our chill cart came out and just yelled and, like, spanked all of us and told us to get in the house right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one thing. So, you know, these things, they were said for a reason, you know, and unfortunately for some of our elders, these things or just said, you're not supposed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody explained to anybody why you weren't supposed to do it, you know. And that's where my father would tell us these things. And or my mother, she wouldn't gently tell us. My father would gently, my mother would yell at us and tell us, you know. But that was what they would do. They would take the time to sit there. This is why you don't do this. This is what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then but most of our elders would just say, you're not supposed to be doing that, and leave it at that. Taking for granted that you already heard these things, you know,
yeah.
you know, and not realizing, well, maybe I should just tell them why not to do this, but that didn't. And then, Yeah, you can't point anything this guy, you know, that's true. And then a lot of people just tell you you're not supposed to point. But, and that was the same thing, you know, they just say, you're going to do something bad. And it was common knowledge, you know, they told you, and you just didn't know. And like I said, a whippoorwill, you know, you could hear those. And then you could hear those at night. And they used to have a thing at night, too, you know, when you hear a whippoorwill at night, you know. And some of those guys would point at them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd quit. You know, nobody would ever believe that. I said, that's what you used to do that, though. I said, you would watch them do that. You know, they'd hear a whippoorwill and they'd see where it is and they'd just point at it. And it would quit. It would actually quit, you know. And I haven't heard a whippoorwill in, quite a while. You know, I haven't heard a whippoorwill. I used to hear them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be out to Water Mill out there where Smokes had those lodges, and when they had something, you could hear those things around there all the time. You know, you'd hear a whippoorwill. So right away somebody would be looking and say, okay, right over there, you know, and they'd point, and they would quit. They would just absolutely just quiet down, never say anything. Then you wouldn't hear them again. And then, like you hear, like an owl. That would scare some people, you know, they'd, whatever they were told to do, that's what they would try to do, you know, they would try to, you know, what's wrong here, you know, what's evil's coming here. That it would actually put people really scared, you know, that there was an owl that close that was saying something, you know, and they would kind of get, I'm talking adults, you know, that would be really scared, and then they'd put things out, like I said, they'd have those medicines, you know, that they could make and put them around the house or something, you know, and so that they'd warden off the evil spirits, and that's what they were doing, you know, and then so those things were really scary to them.
Why is it an owl that it's like the evil, or like evil's coming?
Well, I think, you know, I never did get that part really straight, you know, with me, you know, and it was something kind of like how they turn their heads and stuff like that, you know, and
mm-hmm.
the way they are, you know, and it was just the way they sounded, you know, it was kind of, and I know there was a story about that, but boy, today I can't remember that, you know, they had stories for these, all of these things had stories with them,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately, you know, a lot of those stories are lost now, but they had real stories with them that says, you know, why that owl was, you know, what this owl did to somebody, you know, that those stories are out there. I'll see if I can dig them up.
Okay.
I'll see if I can dig them up. I know they're out there. And then, like, this bat's coming out, you know. That was kids are outside and they're playing, and they're not listening. You guys are supposed to be in the hospital. They say, well, they're coming, you know. And it would scare kids in, you know, it would scare them in, you know, they're going to get you, you know, they're going to get in your hair and they're going to do this to you and do that. And they would, boy, kids would be running in the house, you know, like
mm-hmm.
me too, you know, so. But that's kind of the way it was with these things, you know, they just, and that basically that was just like, you know, they it was just something to keep you inside. But then all those other things that they're talking about, you know, like with this, like tonight, the next four nights, you know, these things, you know, those were things that were real true, you know. They were worried about their children, you know, and it was always, you know, but like I said, you know, some adults would take the time to explain why, you know, you shouldn't do that. And most women would yell at you, you know, and scold you for, you know, not listening. But if an older man would take the time to sit down, tell you why, and that's where those stories used to come in, you know, and like with like I said, you know, in the wintertime we have those white cunt stories, that's what they'd be talking about, you know, they'd be sitting there, you know, and so they'd be taking it down, you know, and it always had a point, you know, they could sit here and at the end, you know, maybe something like these would come up, why this is why you don't do this anymore, you know, or you don't do it, you know, because this they just told you what can happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it was about night, day, animals, you know, that were, you know, that what they were experiencing. And a lot of animals they talked about back then were like big animals, you know, they were actually almost like people, you know, that's what they were like, you know, but they were animals. And that's what they went by, you know, and so there was one on that we had that I wish we would have saved. It was called Agakanashke, you know, big ant.
Mm-hmm.
And that was recorded, it's written, but I haven't been able to find it, you know. That was on there, that was on the internet at one time. I don't know whatever happened to it. Somebody must have took it off and deleted it, so I haven't heard that for a while. But that was kind of a long story. It talks about, you know, somebody passing away, and this, you know, and it was a good story, you know. But there's I'll see what I can do about digging up those Wycombe stories. I know there's some out there, but I just haven't looked at I was thinking about doing that, but I get so wrapped up in other things I forgot all about that, trying to get those Wycombe stories out, you know. And a lot of this stuff is covered in those stories, you know, so that's one big thing. Another thing, you got the time, go like talk to Cecil's mom. Have Cecil take you up there and just go talk to her. And maybe she remembers some of these things, why they were told these things, you know. And a lot of our elders out there are willing to share these things with you, you know, because nobody asked them. Nobody asked them. Hank, Jerry, you know, those guys, you know, you can ask them what did they, because they used to ride around with, like, choke on them, you know, and Hank's mom, you know, they were very knowledgeable in these things, you know, and so they can probably remember what, you know, what the night was, you know, what these night spirits are, you know. And they're good night spirits, too, you know, they're good night spirits, too. And so not everything at night is evil, you know, but, you know, there a lot of the evil things come out at night because it's dark, because they're afraid of the daylight. They don't want to come out in the daylight, so they hide in the dark.
And I had to think of something. John mentioned, like, there's a dark man at night. It was, like, something that he had heard.
John.
But Inakimani.
Oh.
But I don't know what exactly it was.
I'm trying to think of that, too, now. There's a story about a man that's dark. And I think they even used to talk about him like, you know, like they did those bats. They'd even talk about him like that, you know, that he would be coming to get you, you know. I know there's a story about that, too. But like I said, I have to dig this stuff up, you know. It's been so long since that, you know. And I try to tell him and, you know, him and those guys that, you know, and those little grandchildren, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he was a little kid, I used to tell him this. You get at your butt in your, you know, at dark, you know, and don't you be roaming around at night.
Yeah.
And most of the time he'd listen, you know, sometimes I'd go. But most of the time by dark he was back to the house, and him and his friends would go in his room and watch TV or do whatever. But, you know, wasn't until like he was in high school and stuff, and then started running around and staying out at night, you know. When he was in junior high, he might push it a little bit, you know, could be out, you know, running around with his friends around the neighborhood and stuff like that. He'd be home by dark. So, but like I said, when he got to high school, all of a sudden, you know, and most evenings, he was home by dark just about every night, you know, just on weekends, you know, like when he was playing football, he might be out a little later, you know. And then Corey, she was just a night person. She just liked to be out at night, you know, no matter what. I don't think she ever missed a dance when she, no, she never did miss a dance when she was in 4 years of high school. And I told her these things.
Mm-hmm.
When she was younger, yeah, she did kind of observe some of those, you know, try to do, you know. And then, of course, my mom and dad had talked to them, too, you know, about some of this stuff, you know. And so they did kind of have a working knowledge. They kind of have a little knowledge, but it wasn't like we were taught, you know, so that kind of lost. But I'll find out some more about these guys, you know. Like I said, I know that they talked about a guy,
mm-hmm.
but I can't. I think he even had a name, too, but I can't.
So I asked John, like, what the guy looked like, because I remember when I was little, so when we were driving, I saw somebody, like, two times, It was like two separate nights in a row. Because I think we were out at Choka's house and then driving back to either Mama Vicky's or my mom's house. And there was always the first, or no, it was like three nights in a row. The first night I saw a little boy, and he was crying on the side of the road, and I like started screaming because there was this little kid who he didn't have any clothes, and he was crying because he was hungry and freezing because it like, I don't know, it wasn't winter, but it was getting close. Like, it, I think first snow had fallen, then gone away, and then there was this little boy. And then the next night, when we were driving back on the same road, I saw like a man who was walking on the side of the road. But nobody was there, and nobody saw it. And I saw him again on like a different part of the road the next night.
And that's kind of what that was, like these things here, you know. That's why they used to talk about Hawaii junk, because a lot of things are out there at night. That's what they talked about, you know, they talked about. These guys are out there at night. And they tell you, like, with the bat, they tell you these guys are out there. And like I said, did some of those guys tell you, well, it's going to come get you. And those things that you just described would have kept those guys in for a long time because you wouldn't go outside after that, you know. And like I said, those girls that night, they seen. And I can't remember, Roger said they thought they seen somebody, but they knew something was back. They could hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could hear it. And they looked and looked and they couldn't see it. But, well, it says you didn't walk down the road towards the mission. Or, you know, there's no lights out there, so it's dark out there, you know. But they knew something was there. That's why they just took off running. And they just started yelling and just took off running back towards the house. And those kind of guys are out there, you know. And I think they did have different names for them depending on who you were talking to, you know. They had names for those guys, you know. And basically, like you said, night, there's some good things at night. But what they talked about is all these evil things coming out because they can hide. That way you can't see who that guy is. You know, you're not going to be able to tell who he is, you know, but he's there. And they not really identify because it's dark. That's why they come out at night. That's what all these things come from. In the daylight, you're very safe and you can do. And so that's one thing, you know, that there was always there was that fear of night. They try to put that into you. And as a kid, I always thought, well, I just keep make sure we're in the house at night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Worked.
Yeah.
You know, we were in the house, try to be most of the time, you know. And our parents let us play outside, like, you know. But if we were playing outside at night, you know, if there was an outside light, stay close to the light, you know, don't go roaming around, and especially don't go play hide and go seek. And if you ever got caught trying to play hide and go seek, you're going to get a big time, you know. They come get you, you're going to be hiding with so and so, you know, and they even had names for some of those things, you know. But there was a lot of things going on. But like I said, I would suggest to you, if you have the time, go see Ruby. Just stop and see Hank and Jerry. Just get a real short thing and ask them these specific questions. You know, and I know they talked about him. I know they talked about him, you know, one time. And you've talked to other ones about these things. Unfortunately for us, we just never, you know. I guess I'm just as guilty as anybody is, you know, well, you know, it's, you know, that was long gone, you know. But then I look back on it, and when things like this happen, that kind of worries me, you know, and that's why I tell these guys, I'll make sure you, like even him, when something happens, I always call down and I say, well, you're going to take those kids out, you know, at night. You got just swing to have them in the house all night. What if you have to take them out? You're blacking their faces, you know. And usually what they'll do is they'll just, you know, put ashes on the forehead or something and just leave them like that, you know. But most of the time, he just tries to keep them in the house. You know, I don't need to be going nowhere tonight, you know. So that's, especially little bitty ones like that. That's what they used to worry about, little ones, really little ones. You know, even those little babies, you know, they really be careful with them. Well, like I said, you know, at night, there's a lot of different things that, you know, we can talk about at night, you know. But I would suggest that you talk to some of these elders that we have, you know. And going away out of away from, you know, us and going to California, they're gonna have to be a little extra careful too, you know, around mm-hmm. night, you know, and see what, you know, and especially going out to a big forest like, you know, Yosemite. I mean, you're gonna love it there, but, you know, there are different things out there too, you know, so you're not, you know, you have to make sure you take Donnie with you, you know, so you always got that with you, you know. Mm-hmm. So you take care of yourself, you know, you watch what's going on around you, and you'll be okay. You know, just, and I'm real happy for you.
Mm.
I suppose you're real happy for you, you know.
Yes.
Like I said, you're going to really enjoy it out there. It's a nice place. Anything else you want?
I don't think so.